Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Money Watch ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to the Money Watch Show. It's Thursday, April 25th. I am Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, all around nice gal, also known as Aunt Jill. I am with Mark Talercio, the best executive producer in the world, also a certified financial planner. How are you, Mark?
Hello, Jill. I am well. How are you?
I am doing well. You know, I was listening to someone sent me this thing that I had done so long ago. I sent it to you this morning, which was it's called The Next Big Idea. It's this LinkedIn thing. They did a taping where they interviewed me right after my book was out. It's like already 100 years ago, it feels like. And did you listen to this yet or not?
No, not yet.
All right. So in the intro, they're like Emmy nominated. I'm like, no. My bio is wrong somewhere. Emmy award winning, Gracie award winning. I have those two Emmys sitting in my background because there's no one who could be prouder of me getting an Emmy than me, and shocked, by the way. It's not me only because I got it for being part of two different shows. One is CBS Sunday Morning and the other one is CBS Mornings. And I was just so psyched to get them. I will never not have them in a shot. I think people are like who actually win Emmys for their own personal work. Like I think Anthony Mason must have like 52 Emmys, but like, I don't think he cares so much. I do. I love it. I'm so psyched. I feel like when I snuck one in, they might try to take it back. All right, Mark, I'm excited because you're just back from vacation and you've got all sorts of energy. Okay.
No, that won't be true, but yeah, go on.
When are you going to take a trip that is just you and your wife and you don't have the kid? Because you think that's the kind of thing that's like, that's relaxing?
Yeah. It sounds amazing. I mean, I'm just like, as you say that, it sounds incredible, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
In other words, unless Jackie and I take him, it's not happening because you're not leaving them with her parents. They're a little bit too old. Your parents won't come to New York. So we could kidnap Theo and you guys could go away.
Yeah, sounds incredible.
You know, we know how to be aunties. We know how to do that.
I told Amanda, you know, he's essentially 5 years old. He's about to be 5 years old. And, you know, she has spent countless days away from him just for work, you know, various work trips, this, that, and the other. In his 5 years, I have not had one day away from Theo.
So really what you want to do is you go away and kiss Theo and Amanda stay home.
Yeah, she owes me like a weekend or something.
Absolutely. You need to like commune with nature or something. All right. If you guys want to commune with nature and want to know how to pay for it, we would love to help you out. Just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact us button. We'll get your note. Don't forget to check out all the cool content that lives on our website. We've got another podcast called Jill on Money. We've got a blog. Got a radio show. We do videos. The book is there, The Great Money Reset, and resources all there. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter as well. Today, we are talking to listener Matt, who's on the line from Pennsylvania. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
I wanted to call in to see if my wife and I are on track for retirement.
How old are you? You sound very young.
I'm 38. So is my wife.
You're so young. You're worried? What are you worried about?
We've had a few big changes recently. My wife's a dentist, and she just bought her practice a couple of years ago, and we bought a building. So,
those are big changes. Okay. Yeah. So she just bought the practice and the building.
Yep.
And do other people work for her now?
Yes.
I know this about other dentists. I know this is like actually like a weird thing that happens all the time right now in dentistry because there aren't enough dentists out there. So anyone who's retiring, if you want to extract value, you have to find somebody to buy your practice, and the real estate really does help. So is the practice paying you rent for the building?
Yes.
Good. All right. So let's talk about some of the numbers involved in this. So how much did she buy the practice for?
She bought it for $280,000.
Okay. Did you pay cash or is it financed?
Financed.
That is through like a traditional financing, or is the seller holding the mortgage, holding the note?
Traditional financing.
So how much did you borrow?
Well, we borrowed $265,000.
Okay.
But we had an option to go higher, which we did because the interest rates were really low.
Oh, what's the interest rate?
3.75.
Oh, that's good. And so what did you end up borrowing?
Right now, our balance is $334,000.
And so why the extra money? Just for what reason? Just because you wanted to have the cash?
We wanted to have the cash because we were doing some upgrades on the building.
I see. So what's the building worth?
Probably around $425,000 or so.
Okay. And what's the mortgage on that?
$475,000.
So you're upside down on both, but I presume this is all cash flowing okay?
Yes.
Okay. So does your wife pull a salary right now?
Yes.
How much?
About $250,000.
That's great. She must work hard, though. It's a lot of mouths to sit in front of all day long.
Yeah.
It's rough. Are you also a dentist?
No, I am a professor.
Oh, how much do you earn, Professor Matt?
$70,000.
And are you at a state university or a private university?
Private.
So does that mean you have no pension, sadly?
That is correct.
Do you get your benefits through you, though, or through her?
Yes.
Okay. What have you guys done in terms of savings? I mean, these are huge numbers, right?
Yeah.
But where you are today, 250 plus 70, paying down all the debt that you've accumulated, do you feel okay on the salary and the combined income?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we live pretty comfortably. We don't spend a lot. I mean, our burn rate is like $9,000 a month.
Okay. That's good. Do you have a 403B or?
I do.
Okay. And how much are you putting in there?
I'm maxing that out.
Okay. And how much is the total that's in there right now?
About $170,000.
And what kind of retirement plan does she have?
She started a retirement plan for her employees that has a small match. And she also does profit sharing, which she then reaps the majority of.
How much is set aside for her right now so far?
Last year, she put aside $60,000 in
great.
Her retirement.
That's great. Okay. Kids?
We have three.
That's a
11,
lot.
11, 9, and 7.
11, 9, and 7. Okay. Let's breathe deep. There's a lot going on for the life of Matt.
Yeah.
See, Mark, things could be a lot more complicated just by, you know, exponential numbers here. Have you guys started putting money away for them in terms of college? Because you're obviously both into education, you being an instructor yourself and she being overly educated with all that dentistry training.
Yes, we've got about 40,000 in 529s.
Combined?
Yep.
Okay. Are you putting some amount of money in on an ongoing basis or just as it becomes available?
We put in 500 a month.
What about money in the bank? Just plain old savings?
We've got about 120 in savings, and we've got a brokerage with about 95.
You said she put in 60,000 to retirement last year. What's her total retirement number?
Right now, it's at about 285.
Mark, this is an interesting story, right?
I'm sure there's a lot of upside.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think what would prevent people from doing what she just did and you guys just did is the sheer amount of debt that you're accumulating. Do you have a timeline for when this could be paid off? I mean, I know it's cheap, so it's cheap. It's sub 4% financing, but is there a time horizon where you think this is going to be done, or do you not care? Do you just say, like, stretch it out as long as possible because we can afford it?
Well, so the practice financing has a 10-year repayment term on it. The building is stretched out longer.
This is actually an amazing story. Okay, what about your home?
It's all paid off.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here. You guys are amazing. How much is the house worth?
Probably around 380.
So there's 120 grand in savings. And then what did you say in brokerage? 90, 95?
95.
95. Okay. And is there any money going into those accounts right now? Even though you said your burn rate's really low, I mean, you got a lot of expenses.
Yeah.
So right now, you max out your 403B. She puts the 60 grand into her retirement. You put 500 a month into the 529 plans. Your house is paid off. Are you still putting more money away into bank and brokerage accounts?
We're not doing anything into the brokerage. Mm-hmm. Into our savings, we put a couple thousand a month away. And that's sort of like if we need to do a repair on the house or if we need to fix up our car, things like that.
Do you guys have life insurance?
We do.
How much?
$1 million on me and 1.5 on her.
Good. Okay. Estate documents done?
Yes.
Okay. Mark, do you have questions?
No, I mean, it's all good. I don't know how they feel about funding college down the road. How important is that to you guys? I'm guessing it's pretty important.
Yes.
So I don't know about putting, you know, 2,000, I think you're putting a couple thousand a month into the savings account. I don't know. I would maybe redirect some of that into the 529s.
I was going to say the same thing. The one thing, I mean, since your burn rate is $9,000 a month, let's presume that, you know, between your brokerage, let's say in savings, I would say you need about $100,000. Okay. I would up the amount of money I put into the 529 accounts as well. I mean, look, we'll see where everybody goes. But, you know, if you wanted to jumpstart it, one thing to possibly do would be to say, you know what, let me take some of the money in the bank account and let me just pop that into the 529 right away. And maybe it's like, I don't know, like $10,000 each kid, maybe. Okay. And maybe you don't do it this second. Just see, you know, maybe you'll see how things roll. But the money that gets invested in those 529 accounts, it's so efficient. You know, it's unbelievable because what happens is you are essentially creating like a Roth for education, right? Mm-hmm. You're putting money in. It grows without taxation. As long as they use it for education, then you know that the money comes out without any taxation. And, you know, at the very least, you know, I'd love to have $35,000 in each of these kids' names because that's the amount of money that you could roll over eventually if they don't go to college. I can't imagine with you two that they're not going to go to college, but you never know.
Yeah.
So I would like to kind of supercharge that as well. I agree with Mark. I wouldn't necessarily go crazy paying down any of these notes. You know, you don't really have to. I mean, I'd rather have use of your money and put it to work. And, you know, when I say put it to work, I mean, invest it. So I know that you have to have some money that's in savings and I hope it's in high yield savings. That's all good. But I really, really want to focus you guys on if education is important, really trying to get that going in a more significant way so you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
But I think you're in great shape. Like when you said, am I on track? I'm writing these numbers down and every number I kept crossing out and making a higher number. So, you know, like I'm saying like to myself, oh my God, they're underwater. They're underwater. But then everything's good. This is a shocking situation, which is, I think, great upside. Do you think your wife will be making more in the future? And besides, you know, in addition to like, and she's making great money, 250, but do you think that that has the potential to rise?
Yeah. I mean, she's growing the practice from what it was when she first got it.
I bet she is. I feel like flossing right now. How about you, Mark?
I have a water pick.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's even better.
Really?
Yeah. That's what my dentist told me.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you don't floss, Mark?
Yeah, I haven't used floss. My dentist a couple of years ago, she told us to switch to water picks and we've been using that ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
I got bone to pick with my dentist. I'm going to find out about that. Wow.
And Matt just validated that.
All right. Matt's the man. Matt, is there anything else that we can do for you besides tell you you're not just on track, but you are charging down the highway of life and doing great?
No, that's great to hear.
Oh, my God. Mark, another.
Matt is so laid back.
I love this. This must be what's going on in Pennsylvania. Everyone's laid back. That's good.
That's what you need as a, that's what you need as a professor, right?
No, that's what you need when you have three kids who are 11, 9, and 7. Okay, that's what you need. You got better. Someone better be chill. I bet this woman's an animal. My dentist, she's killing it. She's making that happen. All right, gang, if you are not so sure about the path ahead for you, then give us a holler. Just go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and complete the form. If you want to join us live, just check that box, and we would be so happy to get you on the air and chat with you. It really is so much fun for us. While you're on the website, check out all of the great content that lives there, and also consider spending $35 to join Jill on Money Live. That's where you have access to quarterly live webinars and special bonus video content, which we love to create. Mark Talercio is the co-host, executive producer, and web king here. We are distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.